Chapter 84. Night had fallen on the ancient Byzantine capital. All along the banks of the Sea of Marmara, floodlights flickered to life, illuminating a skyline of glistening mosques and slender minarets. This was the hour of the Akşam, and loudspeakers across the city reverberated with the haunting intonations of the azan, the call to prayer. La ilaha illallah. There is no God but the God. While the faithful scurried to mosques, the rest of the city carried on without a glance. Raucous university students drank beer, businessmen closed deals, merchants hawked spices and rugs, and tourists watched it all in wonder. This was a world divided, a city of opposing forces, religious, secular, ancient, modern, Eastern, Western. Straddling the geographic boundary between Europe and Asia, this timeless city was quite literally the bridge from the old world to a world that was even older, Istanbul. While no longer the capital of Turkey, it had served over the centuries as the epicenter of three distinct empires, the Byzantine, the Roman, and the Ottoman. For this reason, Istanbul was arguably one of the most historically diverse locations on Earth. From Topkapi Palace, to the Blue Mosque, to the Castle of the Seven Towers, the city is teeming with folkloric tales of battle, glory, and defeat. Tonight, high in the night sky above its bustling masses, a C-130 transport plane was descending through a gathering storm front on final approach to Ataturk Airport. Inside the cockpit, buckled into the jump seat behind the pilots, Robert Langdon peered out through the windshield, relieved that he had been offered a seat with a view. He was feeling somewhat refreshed after having had something to eat, and then dozing at the rear of the plane for nearly an hour of much-needed rest. Now, off to his right, Langdon could see the lights of Istanbul, a glistening, horn-shaped peninsula jutting into the blackness of the Sea of Marmara. This was the European side, separated from its Asian sister by a sinuous ribbon of darkness, the Bosporus waterway. At a glance, the Bosporus appeared as a wide gash that severed Istanbul in two. In fact, Langdon knew the channel was the lifeblood of Istanbul's commerce. In addition to providing the city with two coastlines rather than one, the Bosporus enabled ship passage from the Mediterranean to the Black Sea, allowing Istanbul to serve as a way station between two worlds. As the plane descended through a layer of mist, Langdon's eyes intently scanned the distant city, trying to catch a glimpse of the massive building they had come to search. The site of Enrico Dandolo's tomb. As it turned out, Enrico Dandolo, the treacherous Doge of Venice, had not been buried in Venice. Rather, his remains had been interred in the heart of the stronghold he had conquered in 1202, the sprawling city beneath them. Fittingly, Dandolo had been laid to rest in the most spectacular shrine his captured city had to offer, a building that to this day remained the crown jewel of the region, Hagia Sophia. Originally built in AD 360, Hagia Sophia had served as an Eastern Orthodox cathedral until 1204, when Enrico Dandolo and the Fourth Crusade conquered the city and turned it into a Catholic church.